Hello everyone, I want to tell you about an event I attended at the art centre near our town recently. An art day for teenagers. It was fantastic. The whole day was run by a woman called Fiona, who's well known as a filmmaker in our town. But she had also worked previously as a fashion designer and is a painter in her spare time, so she knew a lot about art. Usually when I'm faced with new situations, I'm quite self-confident and find it easy to chat to people. This time, for some reason, I was aware of being anxious as I got to the centre. I guess in case everyone was brilliant at art and I wasn't. In fact, though, all the people there were really friendly. To begin the session, Fiona gave us all a drawing book so we could record our ideas and do initial drawings. I'd expected it to contain instructions about what we were going to do and sort of hoped it might have pictures for us to copy. Instead, it turned out the book had lots of different types of recycled paper in it, which I really approved of as I'm always trying to help look after the environment. It also made me want to get creative. First, Fiona asked us to decorate the cover of the drawing book. I tried to create something using a photo of myself I'd brought along, but then decided it looked boring, so I ended up decorating it with a dragon, which everyone liked. Then, after we'd done a few drawings in our books, we moved on to doing some painting, but I couldn't really think what to paint. Fiona saw I needed help and suggested doing a portrait of the girl next to me. That sounded hard. So as the centre was out in the country, I decided to do a landscape instead, as it wouldn't matter so much if it wasn't very good. After a while, Fiona suggested we have a break and look at what other people had done. One person had done some animal drawings, which were quite good, and someone else had produced some cartoons, which I thought were the best in the group. I was a bit discouraged after that. But some people said my stuff was good too, so I kept going. I soon decided that my painting was looking a bit traditional, and as there were some amazing, colourful paints available, I used them to make my work more abstract. With Fiona's help, I focused on creating something in that style, and the result was fantastic, much better than when I'd started. After lunch, Fiona proposed a new activity, working together to make a big sculpture from wire and cardboard based on a theme chosen by the group. Fiona had brought along some objects from home and suggested those as a theme. But we thought it might be too limited. The theme of the sea was also rejected, as we were far from the coast and ideally we wanted our sculpture to reflect our local area. Finally, we decided that as we were near the forest, we'd look for objects for the project there. We all agreed this was a task we could tackle. Anyway, we made an enormous tree sculpture and then went off to search for objects to decorate it with. I wondered about bringing things like wild flowers to hang in the tree, but Fiona reminded me we weren't allowed to pick them. Then I noticed people seemed to be collecting leaves, so I started picking up feathers I saw on the ground, which were a great contribution to the sculpture. It was a wonderful day, and Fiona filmed our work as a souvenir for us. All the people there had real talent and showed a great commitment to producing art. They were also fun and had loads of enthusiasm, which was the key thing for me. I've already booked for the next art day. Just being with them was really inspirational.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hello everyone. I want to tell you about an event I attended at the art centre near our town recently. An art day for teenagers. It was fantastic. The whole day was run by a woman called Fiona, who's well known as a filmmaker in our town. But she had also worked previously as a fashion designer and is a painter in her spare time, so she knew a lot about art. Usually when I'm faced with new situations, I'm quite self-confident and find it easy to chat to people. This time, for some reason, I was aware of being anxious as I got to the centre. I guess in case everyone was brilliant at art and I wasn't. In fact, though, all the people there were really friendly. To begin the session, Fiona gave us all a drawing book so we could record our ideas and do initial drawings. I'd expected it to contain instructions about what we were going to do and sort of hoped it might have pictures for us to copy. Instead, it turned out the book had lots of different types of recycled paper in it, which I really approved of, as I'm always trying to help look after the environment. It also made me want to get creative. First, Fiona asked us to decorate the cover of the drawing book. I tried to create something using a photo of myself I'd brought along, but then decided it looked boring. So I ended up decorating it with a dragon, which everyone liked. Then, after we'd done a few drawings in our books, we moved on to doing some painting, but I couldn't really think what to paint. Fiona saw I needed help and suggested doing a portrait of the girl next to me. That sounded hard. So as the centre was out in the country, I decided to do a landscape instead, as it wouldn't matter so much if it wasn't very good. After a while, Fiona suggested we have a break and look at what other people had done. One person had done some animal drawings, which were quite good, and someone else had produced some cartoons, which I thought were the best in the group. I was a bit discouraged after that, but some people said my stuff was good too, so I kept going. I soon decided that my painting was looking a bit traditional, and as there were some amazing, colourful paints available, I used them to make my work more abstract. With Fiona's help, I focused on creating something in that style, and the result was fantastic, much better than when I'd started. After lunch, Fiona proposed a new activity, working together to make a big sculpture from wire and cardboard based on a theme chosen by the group. Fiona had brought along some objects from home and suggested those as a theme, but we thought it might be too limited. The theme of the sea was also rejected, as we were far from the coast, and ideally we wanted our sculpture to reflect our local area. Finally, we decided that as we were near the forest, we'd look for objects for the project there. We all agreed this was a task we could tackle. Anyway, we made an enormous tree sculpture and then went off to search for objects to decorate it with. I wondered about bringing things like wild flowers to hang in the tree, but Fiona reminded me we weren't allowed to pick them. Then I noticed people seemed to be collecting leaves, so I started picking up feathers I saw on the ground, which were a great contribution to the sculpture. It was a wonderful day, and Fiona filmed our work as a souvenir for us. All the people there had real talent and showed a great commitment to producing art. They were also fun and had loads of enthusiasm, which was the key thing for me. I've already booked for the next art day. Just being with them was really inspirational.